Yeah.
It is good to be with you this morning to preach the word of God.
今天很高兴能够在这里跟大家一起分享上帝的话语。
I may look young, but I'm also still new here.
虽然我看起来很年轻，而且在也是刚到这个教会不久。
Praise the Lord, it's been 1 year since I've moved to Pleasanton from Toronto.
所以感谢神，在一年以前呢，我从多伦多来到你们这个教会。
And so far in the last year, it has been a joy to teach the youth group.
在过去的一年，在这个青年人的事工，我非常的这个享受。
Pastor Jay, last month, he came on board, and he has been really encouraging to me in my ministry.
那么黄牧师上个月才到，但是他也是给我们很大的鼓励，让我们做好青年的事工。
He's been reminding me to make disciples.
那么他也是一直提醒我们能够去做这些门徒的训练。
And how you make disciples is through the word of God.
那么怎么样做好一个门徒的训练，真的是把神的话语教导给他们。
And so this morning, I want to preach to you from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9.
那么今天早上我跟大家分享的是《申命记》六章四到九节。
So before we begin the sermon, let us read the word of God together.
那我们开始之前，我们一起来读这个圣经。
Let me read in English, and then Jimmy will read in Chinese. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
申命记六章四节，六章四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你们房屋的门框上。并你的城门上。
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
那我们一起祷告。
Father God, this morning we may be tired and we may be weak.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上来到你的面前，我们也许我们有身体有困倦的时候。
But you are strong and you are a faithful God.
但是你是我们的神，你给我们能力的神。
So this morning we ask that you would.Speak to us and open our ears to hear you.
所以今天我们在一起敬拜的时候，你能给我们说话，你能打开我们的耳朵，让我们听到你要我们所学的东西。
And help us to obey your words and to teach our children to obey your words.
能够让我们来遵循你的旨意，也能够让我们来教导我们的孩子来遵循你的旨意。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
以上祷告奉主基督耶稣名求。
Amen.In order to have a church that is growing in the gospel, we must disciple our children.
为了让一个教会能够在圣经中成长，我们要给我们的孩子做门徒训练。
In order for our youth ministry to grow, we must have parents who disciple your children.
为了让我们青年事工能够做得更加的成功，我们需要做父母的，能够来帮助门徒训练你们的孩子。
This is what Deuteronomy 6 is all about, discipling the children.
那么这个申命记六章讲的就是如何去教导我们的孩子。
Moses is about to say goodbye to his people.
那么这个时候摩西他已经走到他生命的尽头，他要跟他的这个子民们说这个再见的时候。
He's about to pass on the responsibility of leading this people to Joshua.
那么这个时候他要把这个带领这些以色列人这个权柄交给贾许啊约书亚。
And before he says goodbye,He's telling his people to obey the Lord.
那么在他跟大家说再见之前，他再次的强调要遵循神的旨意。
He's telling the people of God to teach the law to the children.
那么他一直提醒这些以色列人要把上帝的这些诫命旨意教导给你们的孩子。
And Moses is telling them, each and every one of you must obey the one and true living God.
那么在这样，摩西再次提醒以色列人说，你们每一位都要遵循这独一的真神。
If we are to live well in this land, people, we must obey our God.
如果你们想在应许之地得福的话，那你们应该遵循永生这唯一真神。
If you are to have joy in your life, it comes first and foremost from obeying the Lord.
如果你在生命里中想得到这个喜乐的话，你首先要遵循神的旨意。
And this is just the introduction, but I find this command already really hard.
那么虽然这个好像是一个简介，但是我发现这个诫命其实是很难做的一条。
It's difficult to obey the Lord in this generation.
因为在我们这一代人里面，去遵循神的旨意并不容易。
There are a lot of distractions.
那么在我们生命中，我们有很多的这个旁的别的东西去阻止我们遵循神的旨意。
There are a lot of things that distract us and our children from obeying God alone.
那么在这世上有很多很多的东西阻止我们，让我们去遵守这唯一独一真神的旨意。
And yet Moses, he knows that his people need this word.
但是摩西他知道他这些以色列人需要得到这个信息。
In chapters 1 through 3, Moses tells his people to learn from our past.
那么在这个里面，从第一章到第一到第三节讲的是如何去从过去以色列人过去来学到这个功课。
What do you need to learn? You were delivered by God, redeemed from Egypt.
说他们怎么样知道这个？因为他们过去他们从以色列做奴隶被上帝所拯救。
And now chapter 4 are principles for living in the future.
那么到这个第四章的时候，讲的是我们以后在今后如何的去过这些日子。
The future is a good blessing from the Lord in the land that He's provided.
那么这个对以色列人当时的将来就是进入这个流奶与蜜之应许之地。
But in order to live well in the land, we must hear this word about discipleship.
那么这个地方讲到要在这个应许之地，他们要想要得福的话，那么一定要进行这个门徒训练。
So this morning, the Word of God tells us to make disciples of all generations.
那么所以今天早上跟大家分享的是我们如何世世代代去做主的门徒。
And first, discipleship of all generations requires faith in God alone.
那么首先第一条，要想要这个做门徒，首先是要把我们的信仰，把我们整个信仰都交托在唯一真神的手里。
Let's read verse 4.
那我们读第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
那说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
There is one God, and He alone is God.
在这世界上只有一位神，只有他是唯一的真神。
In English, it says capital L-O-R-D, which is the name of God, Yahweh, Yehovah.
那么在这个英文里面是解的 说到主是说的耶和华。
And that is the name that God gave his people when he delivered them to call him.
那么当时在以前的以色列，当他们需要上帝的拯救的时候，他们就呼叫耶和华的名。
What is so special about that name?
那么这耶和华这个名字有什么特别的地方呢？
God alone is faithful to save his people.
因为通过呼叫耶和华，耶和华能够拯救他们从他们的苦难之中。
And so his people are supposed to be faithful to him.
那么神对他的子民是信实的，他的子民对神也应该是信实的。
In order for God's people to remain God's people, they must trust the Lord.
如果神的子民他们要不走偏离的话，他们应该把他们的信心都放在神的身上。
This is the first thing for discipleship to take place.
所以就在想进行门徒训练之前，我们首先要建立这个信心。
It means that the people of God should not worship any other gods or idols.
说明说我们属神的人不应该再去敬拜别的邪神或者偶像。
Not the idol of education.
偶像里面很多，有人把教育当成偶像。
Not the idol of a good career.
也不是说把工作，好的工作当成偶像。
Especially not the idol of a big house. And a beautiful car and a good retirement.
更不是说我要找一个好的房子，一个漂亮的车，退休能够安安逸逸。
Verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, this is important.
那么第四节说，以色列啊，你们要听。
Our worship should be exclusively to God.
那我们的敬拜应该对是完完全全对于这个真神的敬拜。
And so this first word, hear, is something that the people of God ought to remember and recite again and again.
那么这个地方这个说你们要听，这是一个非常重要非常重视的一件事情。
If you look at chapter 11,
如果你们翻到第十一节十一章
verse 16,
十一章第十六节
it says,Here, in this paragraph, obey the command to love the Lord. In verse 16, take care lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
那11章16节说，你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。
And so the people should remember God and God alone you should worship.
那么这个地方一再提醒说神的子民啊，你们的信心是完完全全放在这唯一的真神身上。
The same word here for God alone is means unity.
那么这个地方讲的是唯一的真神。
The Lord our God is Father, Son, and Spirit, unity.
那么这个地方讲的是三位合一的真神。
Genesis 2:24 says that husband and wife are united.In one flesh.
那么这个唯一就跟这个创世纪二章二十四节说夫妻之间合而为一，这个合一是一样的。
And so there is a unity of the Godhead who we alone should worship.
那么这三位合一的真神是我们要唯一敬拜的。
Is this difficult to do?
那么这件事难不难做呢？
Our kids have trouble doing this.
我们知道我们的孩子他们有困难做这些。
The youth have so many distractions.
那么对这个年轻人有很多的东西让他们去分心。
They cheer more for a basketball player than for God.
他们很多时候他们去崇拜一些这些偶像，像这个运动员非常好的篮球运动员。
They read more beauty magazines than the Word of God.
他们甚至有时候会去看这些这个时装杂志，会去比读圣经还要多。
For the Israelites after the Exodus, they struggled with the same problem.
那么当时的以色列人他们出埃及之后，他们也是同样的在这些问题上挣扎。
How are they supposed to worship this one and true and living God?
那他们怎么样才能去敬拜这唯一的真神呢？
And you may feel like this is burdensome, hard to do.
那么也许你会觉得这件事情很难做。
But if you could remember that you've been delivered from Egypt,
但是他们如果能够记住他们当年在以色列为奴被拯救的时候
If you've been free from the bondage of sin,
可以说他们从罪里面得到释放的时候
To worship the one and living God, it should be your duty and your delight.
那在这个真神给他们做了这一切之后去敬拜神似乎是应该是他们的责任，应该他们很高兴的去做这件事情。
So in order for discipleship of all generations to happen, we must have faith in God alone.
所以说要去对这个世世代的子民去做这个门徒的工作，那么首先是我们的信心建立在唯一的真神身上。
Secondly,
那么第二条
Parents should love the Lord with all their being.
说我们做父母的，我们在孩子面前我们应该爱神，全身心的爱神。
Let's read verses 5 and 6.
那我们念第五、第六节。
You shall love Yahweh your GodWith all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
All the adults, all the parents are to love Yahweh with all their being.
那这地方叫我们这些所有的成人，我们这所有的父母，我们应该全身心的去爱耶和华。
In the sovereignty of God, God knew that the young generation needs an example.
那么在神的主权里面，神知道这年轻的一代，他们需要一些楷模去学如何爱神。
The young generation needs a model of what it looks like to love God.
那么年轻人真的是需要这些楷模去如何学习去爱神。
And this is why God gives the young the older.
那这是为什么在我们家庭里面我们有上一代，我们有下一代，我们有年长的，我们有年轻的。
So that the older generation can be a model and teach the word of God to the young.
那么所以作为年长的一代做父母的可以去教导这些年轻的做孩子的。
This is why family is so important.
那么这也就是说我们家庭为什么这么重要。
God puts every generation into families so that they can love God together.
我们每一代人我们都在一个家庭里面成长起来，我们可以一起的去爱神。
The children to learn from mom and dad how to love God with all their heart and soul and strength.
那么作为孩子他们看他们的父母他们如何的去尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Do you see this first word, love?
那么首先讲的是爱。
First in this list, it's essential for Jews to love God with their whole being.
那么这样讲做这个当时的犹太人他们要全身心的去爱神。
You should not love the idols of Egypt.
所以他们不应该去敬拜当时以色列的这些邪神偶像。
We ought to love a God that we cannot see but still speaks to us.
那么他们应该把他们全身心去爱这个神，虽然他们看不见，但是神还始终跟他们说话。
In the New Testament, Jesus repeats this command.
那么在新约里面，耶稣也一再提醒这最大的一条诫命。
Bookmark this, Matthew 22.
那在马太福音22章。
It's the great command.
那是最大的这个诫命。
I won't read it, but this is a command that lasts all time.
那么这个是在世世代代这个诫命都是存在在那儿。
Every generation should love the Lord.
那我们每一代人我们都要去尽心尽性尽意爱我们的神。
It starts with this generation right here.
那么从我们现在这一代人开始。
The Jews who did not hear the first giving of the law.
那么有些当时的这个犹太人他们没有听见在这个摩西最开始给他们这个诫命的时候。
They need to be taught and reminded this new generation to love the Lord.
所以说作为他们当时听过这个诫命的人他们就有责任去教导下一代人。
Most of you have heard this command.
那你们在座的每一位都听到了这个诫命。
Some of you may not have.
你们也许有人还没有听到。
And yet it's so important that in your daily life, in the daily life of a Jew, to love the Lord.
所以说在我们每一天在当时的以色列人的每一天的生活中他们去显示他们如何的爱神。
What does the word all your heart mean?
那么就是说这个尽这个意是什么意思呢?
They should give their exclusive worship and devotion to this God.
说他们完全的一切的全身心的整个的忠心的奉献给神。
For Jesus, he added the love the Lord with all your mind.
那么在耶稣在这个马太福音二十二章讲了这个加了一个尽意。
For the Jew, they understood the heart to include the mind.
那么在以前的这个犹太人他们知道说他们说尽心的时候其实也包含了尽意这个意思。
For the Jew, they learned and recited and memorized the law of God.
那么对犹太人他们很多时候要背诵这些神的诫命。
And so it is a knowledge-based faith.
所以说对他们来说很多时候他们是从一个认识从变成一个这个信仰。
But the more you memorize it,
但是你背的越多的话记得越多
the more it gets into your heart.
那慢慢它就会进到你的心里。
The heart, the place of all your affections.
那么你心里面你所有的一切的情感。
And so it would be an amazingly powerful new generation if they could have their parents love God first.
所以说你们想象一下如果我们在座的每一个家庭里面这个都是父母都是爱神的这一代孩子他们长大会成为如何了不起的一代人。
If the older generation could show how passionate they are for God, the young could see it.
如果作为年长的一代在家里面能够显示他们如何的这个爱神的话那么年轻的这个小孩子他就能学到这些东西。
If you could show your children how much the cross of Jesus means to you, they will learn to love it.
那如果你能在家里教导你的孩子，这神的十字架对你是多么的宝贵，你的孩子也能学到这些功课。
Even despite the difficulties of life,
那有时候即使在我们生命处在很多困境之中，我们能够显示这种爱的话，
Can we show our children how we love God?
我们可不可以去向我们的孩子在这个困境中去显示我们对神的爱？
Through the loss of a job, can we show that we still worship our God?
当你失业的时候，你能够在你的孩子面前还是显示你仍然爱神？
Through health issues and sickness, do we still show our kids that we have trust and faith in God?
当我们生命中生病的时候，我们遇到这些各种各样的身体上的问题的时候，我们在孩子面前还能显示出我们对神的信仰？
When we have struggles in our finances, do we still trust God?
在我们在金钱上遇到困难的时候，我们能不能显示我们在神中还有这个信心？
This is so important.That we, as the older generation, should be authentic with our faith.
所以说，作为我们这一代，作为我们上一代人来说，我们的信仰要纯真。
Look at verse 6.
那么看第六节。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
说我今日所吩咐你的都要记在心上。
This means that the people are to think about these commands and meditate on them.So that they would obey.
所以说对当时这些提醒是说他们每天要去思考，每天要去默想这些诫命。
But you don't obey in order to be right with God.
但是去遵循这些诫命并不是一种形式。
You don't obey in order to be saved and delivered.
并不是因为我们这些行为我们得到拯救。
The people of God have already been saved and delivered.
那么这些神的子民，他们早已经得到了拯救。
And so it would be a joy for the Israelites to obey God.
所以说对他们来说是出于一种对这个信仰的理解，是发出真心的一种高高兴兴的去遵循。
It would not be burdensome to have the word of God on your heart.
而不是说每天看成负担很沉重的样子，说我又要去遵循这些东西。
Jeremiah in the New Covenant.
在这个耶利米书讲到这个新立的约的时候
Chapter 31, he says the same thing. The word of God should be on the heart of all the people of God.
那么在这31章讲到这说把这个律法，神说我要把我的律法放在他们里面。
Before you can teach the command of God to your children, you must first have it on your heart.
所以说当我们做父母的我们要去教育我们孩子之前，我们先要把这些律法写在我们自己的心里面。
Kids have a lie detector. Did you know that?
那你知道小孩子他能很快的看出什么是真的，什么是假的。
They can detect when you just go to church because you have to.
他们可以看得出来爸爸妈妈是不是不得不去教会的。
And they will see it when you go to church because you want to.
那么他也能看出你是兴高采烈心甘情愿去教会的。
When you have a new heart, when you have the word of God on your heart, they will see it.
他可以看到你这个信心，他可以看到神的话语写在你的心门上，这件事是怎么反映出来的。
Do we have the word of God on our hearts?
我们每个人问问，神的话语是不是写在我们的心里面。
We have too many things on our hearts.
就是我们心里面有很多很多的事情。
I could go through a list of the TV shows that the kids watch.
我可以告诉你，小孩子平时都看一些什么节目。
And the list of games they play.
那么他们都喜欢玩什么游戏。
But most important to give them joy is the word of God.
但是真正给他们快乐的是神的话语。
Most important for us is the word of God on our hearts first.
对我们来说也是一样，神的话语写在我们的心里。
Sometimes in youth group,I see a lot of the new kids, they get on fire for God.
很多时候我在年轻人施工的时候，我可以看到很多这些孩子，他们心中火热，要去侍奉神。
They've been changed through retreats and camp.
我们看见他们去退休会，他们去这个夏令营营会，他们的生命得到改变。
And yet when they come home, they are discouraged.
但是有时候他们回家以后，他们就有点失望。
Because their parents don't have an authentic faith in God.
因为他们看到父母的信仰好像不是很纯真。
The parents don't love God with all their heart.
因为好像他们的父母没有尽心尽性尽意去爱他们的神。
And the kids see it.
那么小孩子能看得见。
And the kids are discouraged in their faith.
那么小孩子在这个时候他们就真的是很失望。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to love God with all your heart.
所以兄弟姐妹们，我真的是鼓励你们尽心尽性尽意爱我们的神。
Like I said, this heart includes your mind.
那我们这个心里面真的是包括我们所有的意念。
We need our kids to study less physics and more God.
我们真的是就是说我们孩子可以少学一些别的物理啊、数学啊，他们多学一些神的话语。
They should study, but they should also study the Lord more.
并不是说他们学物理、学数学有什么错误，但他们更多的应该花时间在神的话语上面。
And so for the parents here, that means you have an important part to play.
那么做我们父母在座的每一位说明你们也有一个非常重要的角色去做。
You can prioritize Chinese school.
那你可以真的是在你的这个优先选择的时候中文学校摆在什么地位上。
Or you can prioritize church and the worship of God.
你也可以看看教会和这个敬拜神应该摆在什么位置上。
You can prioritize studying for tests and exams.
那么你可以真的是去比较比较这学习去考试它的重要性。
Or you can prioritize fellowship and Bible study.
你看看这个优先权去和这个团契和这个学圣经的时候的冲突。
God designed that parents are the primary spiritual discipler of children.
那么在神的这个综合的计划里面我们做父母的是作为教导孩子的主要责任人。
And so in order to have A good youth ministry, we need to have parents who love God.
为了要一个好的这个青年人的事工，我们真的需要我们这些父母去爱神。
And then when parents love God, the children will see it and learn from you.
当父母爱神的时候，孩子能够看得见，他能从你的身上学到这一切。
We need pastors to model it for the parents.
那当然我们做这在教会里面做牧师的也是给我们在座的每一位做榜样他们如何爱神。
We need deacons and church leaders to model it for all of you.
那我们真的做教会领袖的也应该去做这个楷模去做一个如何爱神的楷模。
And we need every parent to model a passion for God in front of their kids.
那我们做每一个父母我们也应该去在孩子面前做这个楷模我们如何的热爱神。
We need parents who love the Lord with all their being.
我们希望我们的父母能够全身心的爱神。
Many parents here work a lot.
我们在座的每一位很多父母我们要工作非常的辛苦。
How can you love God with all your strength and love your children if you're tired?
那有时候我们回家的时候我们很辛苦那个时候我们怎么样去尽心尽意的爱我们的神去爱我们的孩子
We need to pray to God for strength.
我们真的是应该来到神的面前求神给我们加力
Strength to love God and to love our children.
那神给我们加力我们能够爱神更加爱神更加爱我们的孩子
Strength to spend time in word and prayer with our family.
能够给我们力量能够我们跟和自己的孩子和自己的家庭花更多的时间在神的话语里花更多的时间
And the heart that is loving God and strength that is loving God will give a soul that is loved by God.
说我们真的是如果尽心我们尽力那我们也会一定的去尽心去爱我们的神。
And so this gets us to point three.
那么就到我们第三点。
One generation intentionally impacting the next generation.
所以在神的旨意里面他是希望上一代能够刻意的去影响下一代。
Look at verse 7 through 9.
那么看我们第七到第九节。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
所以第七节。你也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你是坐在家里，你是行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。第八节，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上， 并你的城门上。
We are to teach the commands of God, not to Sunday school children, but to our children.
那真的是我们在座的，我们是给教导我们自己的孩子，不仅仅是说在主日学的时候教导这些主日学的孩子。
And then we're supposed to talk about it every time in between.
那也是我们跟孩子谈论神的时候，是任何的时候，任何的机会，我们都可以去谈论。
The text says, when we sit and when we walk, when we lie down and when we rise.
那么在这个经文上说，无论你是坐在家里，你是行在路上，你是躺下，你是起来。
This means that teaching should happen all the time and at every opportunity.
所以我们有每一个机会的时候，我们都要去给孩子讲究讲神的话语。
The commandments were to be the subject of conversation both inside and outside of the home.
说这些诫命，无论你是在家里谈还是在外面谈，你每时每刻有机会，你就应该去谈。
From the beginning of the day to the end of the day，
无论是早上还是晚上
，7 days a week，
每个星期七天。
And then they're supposed to be on our hands and between our eyes on our head。
而且对他们写的就是说，你要系在手上，而且戴在额上。
For the Jewish people, that really meant.You write it on your hand and on your head.
那有些这个以色列人，他真的是把它写在手上和写在额头上。
People tied boxes with these verses on their hands and on their foreheads.
那真的是他们有些犹太人就把这个经文写在一个小盒子里，把这小盒子捆在手上，或者拿一个皮筋扎在头上。
And so the word of God would always be.On you.
所以真的是神的话语每时每刻跟你在一起。
Now, we have the word of God on us, on our phone.
那真的是今天如果看我们圣经在我们手机上你可以 download 圣经。
But we're too distracted by everything else on our phone.
但是我们说有的时候我们太分心了，因为手机上还有别的很多可以做的事情。
We don't focus on the word of God.
我们没有定睛在神的话语上面。
How are we supposed to teach our children the word of God?
那如果我们自己都没有定睛在神的话语上，我们如何去教导我们的孩子？
Many parents don't even talk to the kids regularly.
很多时候我们父母有时候太忙，我们都没有时间跟自己的孩子谈话。
Maybe first thing is to take them to boba bubble tea and talk to them.
所以说可能是刚开始跟他们一起去打打球，或者带他们一起吃点东西，有个机会坐下来跟他们聊聊天。
For the dads here, maybe it's time to play ball or to do something, play games on the computer with them.
所以说做父亲的，尤其是跟他们打球啊，跟他们玩游戏啊。
For the moms, it may mean spending time with your daughter, taking care of their hair.
哦，有时候做妈妈的，也许跟女儿梳梳头啊。
How can you build that relationship with your children?
那你如何跟你的孩子首先建立那个关系？
Before you tell them to do anything, do they know that you love them?
那在你告诉他们应该做什么什么之前，他们首先需要知道你爱他们。
Do they trust you with their lives?
他们是不是会把自己整个身心都过这个信托交托在能够相信你呢？
While we may only see the short term, God sees the long term.
那我们人都是有短视的时候，我们看的是一些近期的东西，但是神看到的是一个长远的东西。
God sees that we have been delivered from our past in Egypt.
那么神他看见当时的以色列人从以色列为奴给带出来。
From our past in sin and disobedience.
那在我们过去看到都是那些罪恶，那些不服从。
And he sees our future.
那他看见我们的未来。
He sees our future being saved by Jesus on the cross.
他可以看见他们的未来，耶稣基督为他们的罪定死在十字架上。
He sees our future in the promised land.
他看见了他们今后的将来在应许之地。
He sees our future in the heavenly kingdom of God.
他看见了我们未来在美好的天国。
And how do we get there from here?
那我们怎么如何从过去能够进入到将来，进入到永恒呢？
It is when we shape and lead our children with the word of God.
那这个就需要我们每一位去塑造我们的下一代，用神的话语。
The older generation teaching and leading a young generation.
年长的、年纪大的去带、去教导、去带领下一代年轻人。
When was the last time you asked your children not just if they have done their homework?
你问问自己，上一次你就是说，除了问小孩子他有没有做功课之外。
When have you last asked them about their prayer life?
你有没有问过他们的祷告生活呢？
When have you asked them about their Bible reading time?
你有没有问过他们什么时候读过圣经呢？
God gives fathers and mothers this joyful responsibility of teaching the children.
那么神给我们这个责任，这是一个非常快乐的一个责任，去教导我们的孩子，去学神的话语。
And teaching happens not just by speaking, but also by modeling.
那么说叫孩子去学习，去要教导这些孩子，不仅是说我们的话语，而且我们自己的行为。
When I was growing up, I always saw my mom in prayer.
我自己长大的时候，我经常看见我母亲祷告。
Every morning and every evening, she would have a pillow beside her bed.
那我每天这个早上，每天晚上，她在自己的床下面放一个这垫子，放一个枕头。
And she would kneel there every morning.Praying to God for our family.
他每天早上都跪在那儿，在神的面前为我们这个家庭祷告。
When I come home from school, on the dinner table is her Bible.
那我回来的时候，在这吃晚饭晚饭桌上，我看见了圣经。
In our kitchen, it's scripture on the wall.
在厨房里面贴的都是这个圣经的话语。
I don't know if she was intentional about modeling godliness for me, though.
我不知道他是不是要给我故意去做这么一个楷模。
I just know that when I saw it, I was encouraged by it.
但我知道每次看到这一些的时候，我心中得到极大的鼓励。
If anything, I wanted a relationship with God just like my mom.
所以说我心里说，我需要跟神的关系像我母亲和神的关系一样。
And then there's my dad.
那然后再看看我的父亲。
My dad would always be talking about scripture and sermons.
那我父亲经常跟我们讲经文，讲这个传道。
He's very opinionated, so he always shared with me his thoughts.
那当然他有他自己的主见，所以他经常有很多各种各样的意见。
And sometimes we would disagree and argue.
那有时候我们也会为这些意见，我们会有不同意，我们有时候彼此还会有一些争吵。
And the most encouraging thing for me was that he really loved the Word of God.
但是对我来说，最大的感动就是他对神的话语的追求。
We need one generation modeling and teaching the next generation.
我们需要上一代人能够给下一代人去做这个楷模。
Verse 8 and 9.
那我们看第八节、第九节。
You shall bind the command of God on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets on your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
说你要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Do we ever do that for our children?
那我们有没有这样给我为我们的孩子做过这些事情？
Do we give them the word of God?
我们有没有给他神的话语？
Not simply giving them a Bible and read it on your own.
并不是说给他们一本圣经说自己读吧。
But, you know, here is A scripture from Matthew. Think about this today.
而是真的去跟他们讨论说，我们看看马太福音这一节是什么意思。
Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Memorize this for your school day.
说真的是从箴言书找这么一节说，可不可以把它今天背下来？
And when was the last time we had family worship?
那我们上次。可不可以说我们上次什么时候全家在一起敬拜神在家里
I know that families are too busy today.
知道今天的家庭都非常非常的忙。
There's gymnastics, there's violin, there's swimming, there's AP tests, SATs, and ABCs, and on and on it goes.
要拉琴，要弹吉他，要这个学这个就学游泳，学各种考试，事情实在太多了。
Many of you think that discipling your children is a professional's job.
那有时候我们说，这个小孩子的灵命教育，我们还是让专家去做吧。
You think it's my job and mine alone.
那你说这个梁传道，他做青年人的事工，那是他的工作。
I only have 2 hours on Fridays.
那我这两传道这个最多也是星期五晚上有两个小时跟你孩子接触。
And only every 2 weeks do we have Bible study.
那每两个星期我们学一次圣经。
The rest of the time, we spend it together fellowshipping and hanging out.
那剩下的时间我们都在一起团聚一起玩一玩。
And we do that so that the kids would trust us when we speak truth to them.
那我们这样是跟孩子建立一个关系，孩子能够信任我们。
So that the kids would trust the Lord when we speak the gospel to them.
所以当我们给他们传讲神的话语的时候，他能够信靠神。
But my primary job is not to be your children's primary spiritual caregiver.
但是对我来说，我的事工并不是说去取代你，去教导你的孩子。
My job is to disciple my own children.
但我真的叫，我真的工作是真的是去训练我自己的孩子去做主的门徒。
And we're praying that we will have our own children soon.
那我们也希望我们很快能够有自己的孩子。
But you are called by the Word of God to disciple your children.
那么圣经里，神对你的呼召，你是去给自己的孩子去做这个门徒训练。
And I know some of you are not sure how to do it.
当然有，也许你们有在座的说，我都不知道怎么搞啊。
You think maybe you don't know enough to disciple your children.
是我自己都不太了解，我怎么样去给我自己的孩子做门徒训练呢？
And so that's why Pastor Jay and I are here to help you.
那这也是黄牧师和我自己在这里可以帮助你们。
We are here to equip you and train you to disciple your children.
我们可以在这装备你，可以帮助训练你，那你有这个能力去给自己的孩子做门徒训练。
There is no secret to this.
这里面没有什么窍门的。
It is through word and prayer and time together.
那么真的是就在一起要去学神的话语，一起去祷告。
One generation intentionally impacting the next generation.
那么上一代人，他们花时间刻意去影响下一代人。
The youth group were going camping at the end of July, June.
那么在六月底，我们这个年轻人，我们一起要去做这个野营。
One good thing you can do is just to talk to them about youth group events.
那么你真的是可以花花时间跟自己的孩子去谈谈他们在这个青年事工都做些什么。
When your kids see that you're interested in them, they will learn to trust you.
那么当你的孩子看到你对他们的活动感兴趣的时候，他们就会更加的信任你。
And when they learn to trust you, ultimately they'll learn to trust our God.
那当他们能信任你的时候，当你跟他们讲神的话语的时候，他们就能信任神。
May we be a church who disciples all generations.
那希望我们这个教会成为这么一代人，我们去门徒训练我们自己的孩子下一代。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Thank you, Father, that you speak to us in your word.
感谢天父，你今天给我们要讲的这一切。
Thank you, Father, that you give us a church.That we can depend on each other.
感谢你给我们这么教会，我们能够彼此依靠。
Discipling the next generation, Lord, we don't do it alone.
我们一起去教导这个下一代的这个孩子。
You give us pastors and you give us each other to learn from each other.
你给我们牧师，你给我们传道，你给我们彼此能够，我们彼此能够去学习。
So help us, we pray, Father.
亲爱天父，求你帮助我们。
To love you with all our heart.
那我们能够真是尽心尽意的去爱你。
To love our children.
去爱我们的孩子。
And to teach them to love you.
而且去教导我们的孩子，让他们也能爱你。
Thank you for the example of Jesus.
感谢你让耶稣基督给我们每一位做了榜样。
He loved you and loved your word.
耶稣他爱你，他也爱你的话语。
And he loved the little children.
他也爱那些小孩子。
And help us.To love our children in the same way.
能够让我们也像耶稣一样去爱我们的孩子。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
以上祷告奉主基督耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.